as a man, it's quite difficult to say I've directly experienced gender equality. But looking at the department, I've noticed that you have at undergraduate level, you have more girls than guys. So the higher proportion of girls and guys in the lecture theatres generally. And then you look at the lecturers, and I, off the top of my head, can only name two lecturers that are women.
More males get to go to a research centre and do research work, while women are kind of like, you know, oh no, you can't get a place, things like that.
I have observed casual sexism, as I put it, towards my female counterparts in first year.
I definitely notice I get treated differently to some of the males in the team. Not necessarily an obvious difference.
In physics, I found that there's generally more males. I think that's the biggest thing you see.
In physics, I've only had one lecturer that's female so far.
I do biological sciences, which is pretty even split, guys to girls. But I'm aware that higher up in the biological hierarchy, if you will, there is a big differentiation between how many of those posts go to men.
You know, James Watson and the, actually I can't remember her name, which is a bit ironic. But like, you know, there's a lady who, like, she like did half of the like discovering and stuff, and apparently she didn't get the Nobel Prize or anything.
From what I can see in the lab, there's lots and lots of female scientists, but very few of them are in the top positions. So there's lots of amazing scientists who happen to be women. Not many of them, it seems to me, are in control of a lot of the research.
There is a big difference between the amount of females and the amount of males in science, and I don't know why that is. I don't know why there's lots of men in high positions like professors and not very many women.
All my mentors or academic tutors are also women.
I wouldn't say that females are not encouraged to go into physics, but you see that it's generally considered a more male-oriented subject. And I don't quite know what the reason is for that.
Personally, I haven't experienced any myself. I've never felt that I have been disadvantaged from being a woman in science. One thing I will say though is, thinking back, I think I've only ever had one lecturer that was female, and I've always had male bosses. And I don't know if that's a statement of times gone past, or times present, or times in the future, but it'll be interesting to see whether that changes or not.